To buy an established Amazon business or to start from scratch? That is the question. Back in the old days, if you're buying a sort of bricks and mortar business, they're going to provide you some books, some numbers, a P&L, and who knows what they've done with those numbers. But with a place like Amazon or even Shopify, you cannot fudge that data. Could your business completely collapse from Amazon's intervention? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. The nail clipper business, how boring is that? It's actually one of the reasons why I really like this type of business, because it is so boring. Imagine if you could buy a toilet paper business. You know what I mean? Like, it's never going to run out. You're going to do really well. And that's the kind of business that I see these as. It's not something really fancy, very, very basic. And these types of businesses are available and are for sale for you to buy, the everyday person. And so you're going to ask me, Matt, where do I even find these types of businesses? Empire Flippers, Flipper, and Quiet Light Brokers. We'll leave links to those platforms and brokerage sites in the show notes. And you can go on there and look over these types of platforms and see what is available for you to buy. Now, as I talk about, there are two ways to get up and running with an online business. One is you start from scratch. You come up with your own unique product, hopefully, or maybe you just buy one that's off the shelf out of China and you start from the beginning, which means you're going to start your own brand name, you're going to get your own trademark, branding, marketing, barcodes, pictures, everything. Yeah. Delve into the supplier networks, logistics, it's all on you. Or you could skip all that process and find an existing business that's done all of those things that I just mentioned, right? And you're going to truncate time because it's going to take you possibly 2, 3, 4, 5 years of work and research and building up that brand on Amazon, as opposed to buying a business that's already been operating for 3, 4, 5 years, okay? And what we're going to take a look at today with this clipper business is, what do you get for the business? How much does it cost? How much profit can you make? And why you should or shouldn't buy this business. All right, let's go take a look. So first of all, we're going to jump into the website called Empire Flippers. This is where this particular business for this clipper brand, or clip is called, clip for clippers, is located. I really like Empire Flippers. The listings are really well laid out. You can go deep into these and filter out the way you can monetize the types of businesses, because on this platform, it's not just Amazon-based businesses, which this one is an Amazon-based and Shopify business, but there's also things like dropshipping sites, content sites, affiliate marketing. There's a range, okay? And you can go into here and find all the different types. And you obviously also filter by category. This is going to be in the, let's see, I think it's in the healthcare niche. The first thing is, get signed up with Empire Flippers, then you will have access to this type of information as well. And I have signed an NDA. So what I can't share with you today is the P&L, but I will share with you the top line figures, meaning the average monthly revenue on this, and this is in US dollars, is $193,608, with average monthly profit of $30,000. Now, that type of information is actually quite easy to find. You can use other types of tools for Amazon, such as Zonguru, that will give you that data by pressing a button. So it's not super, super secret. Now, the way they've put this business together is they've said, okay, it's an Amazon FBA type business, and it's also Shopify, which means it has its own unique website Shopify business as well. So there's going to be two sources of income for this business, one through Amazon, one through Shopify. The listing price, again, US dollars, $885,000, and they've used a multiple of 29. Now, in Australia, we generally talk in years, so it might be something like 3 years, okay? In this case, it's actually 2 years and 5 months, so basically 2.5 months multiple. And you can see here the pricing period, they've used the last 12 months of data to get to the number, okay? Which means to get that average monthly profit of $30,500, they've used the last 12 months worth of sales data and profit data to give you that number. After all expenses, it's producing a 16% margin. That's actually not too bad. It's not amazing, but it's not terrible. That would be after all your purchasing costs for the stock, the transport, the shipping to the customer, then it would be after ad spend and possibly even marketing as well. So 16% after everything is pretty good. Now, keep in mind, if this is a business that you're going to be drawing a wage out of, it would have to come out of the 16%. So that's an overview of this business. Now, let me take you to the Amazon platform where we can have a look at the actual listing itself. All right, guys, here we are. We're on the Clip Home Store page for Amazon. The thing I like about this from the outset is that I really like the branding, Clip. You know, it sounds cool. It's got a really cool looking logo, the font. It just has the right vibe for me. And if we scroll down, it has really nice marketing images. I mean, which is quite tricky to do. It's like, how do you make clippers look amazing? Well, I think they look pretty good on this page. And I will tell you, I actually went out and bought the clippers myself. So one of the tests you can do is if you're thinking about buying a particular business, go and buy their product. See what their whole customer journey is like. Yeah, right until the product itself. There's no good saying, oh, I'm thinking about buying this business if you didn't even go and buy the product, okay, and test them out yourself. I can tell you they're very, very good. Coincidentally, I needed some new clippers anyway. These are incredible clippers. In fact, something unique about it, who would have thought you could make something unique about clippers? This part here actually is a catcher. So when you clip your nails, it holds them inside this contraption here so then they don't fall over the floor or whatever. So I thought that was quite interesting. But it's like, you know, razors, you know, when you see those TV ads, Gillette comes out with a new razor, you think, what on earth could they possibly come up with now? And it's like five blades, and then it's got like an aloe vera strip, and then it's vibrating, and it's just like, I monitor the Gillette ads, for example, to see what are they going to come up with next? Now it's like 10 blades, and they made of titanium. Next, it'll be just like an AI comes and just shaves your face for you or something. So I can tell you when I received these clippers, it did come in this red box, the red box that you can see here. And it was really nicely done. It came with a little case as well that you could put the clippers in, a little card to say thank you, could you please leave us a review, which is a bit handy, particularly if you're selling on Amazon. And just really, really well displayed. I liked it. The great thing is about these is it costs next to nothing to ship, right? That is amazing. So let's keep scrolling on this Amazon homepage. Oh, look at this. Look at this fantastic little video here. That looks so good. I love that. And the other thing with this brand is they don't just have one set of clippers. This is not it. You can see here, they've got this other set here too, which is, you can see it's got a slightly different design. So that's going to be made for, perhaps it's for little kids or for toenails or something like that. The other thing is, look at these, like a, what would you call that? Like a, almost like a set of pliers, which is just a different way of, some people like to use these types of tools. Yeah. Some people like to use the more of the scissor type tool or that plier looking one. So it's got a variety of clippers, which is great. And the other thing I like too was it's got an accessory, because one of the downsides with this type of product is that it's kind of like a one-time purchase. This, I know my last set of clippers I've had for probably 15 years. Yeah, and I remember the time I paid something like 30 or 40 bucks and I thought that was outrageous. And I remember the lady at David Jones said to me, yeah, but it's gonna last you like a decade plus. And I went, okay, all right, I'll buy them. And it's true, they've lasted me for so long. That's one of the downsides. Now, what you can do to assist with that is what they've done here, which is got this Clip fungal nail treatment. Now that type of product is probably something that if you have that type of issue, you're going to buy once every month, once every 6 months, whatever it is, but it's going to be slightly recurring. which is a good type of business model. And that's it for that page. Let's jump into some of the other things I've got up here. Let's see the catcher, the nipper. Let's try the nipper. Wow, this is really well done. I like the fact that the title is optimized. The bullet points of this listing are definitely going to be optimized. What does optimized mean? It means they've got the right keywords, the right information to help the customer make a sale. And I'm not sure if you even noticed this. Look how many reviews it's got. 3,719 reviews. And did you know that only out of every 100 sales that you do, you only get 2 or 3% of people leave a review? So imagine how many sales this guy's actually made to get that many types, that much review. And it must be a great product. It's 4.5 stars. What do I not like about this product? I don't like the price point, $9.98. So we want to check in this brand, do they have any other hero type products? What I mean by hero type products is products that are selling for upwards of $30 would be my magic number. And this type of product, which is called, as I said, the nipper, this type of product is probably something that's going to be an add-on product. So they're going to come in to get the $30 product and hopefully they might say, look, I need the $30 one plus, oh, while I'm here, I'm also going to grab the $9.98 product. So you haven't actually spent any money on advertising because they're already in your orbit, okay? So it could be considered like an upsell or just an extra. And they may even do that, and if they don't, they should, in their Shopify store as well, which we're going to jump in and have a look at that in a second. The images on this look really, really sharp and professional, which is fantastic. Great, that's a nice, I guess I would call that like a lifestyle shot. Yep, this is excellent. See, it's got the information nicely laid out about the product. And there it is in the box. Really, really nice. Let's have a look at the claw. Very, very similar to the set that I bought. $9.98, not that I'm a big fan of that again, but if we just flick through the images, yeah, really, really nicely done. Okay, guys, so as you can see, there's a range of products that the Clip brand is selling in the Amazon space. Let's now jump into the Shopify store and just have a quick look around the Shopify store. And as you can see, it's actually used the same branding, which is great. It's kept it consistent, the same type of marketing material on the Shopify store as well. I really like the simple layout of this store. It looks really, really good. And you can see here, it's got obviously that fungal nail treatment. It's got the same products there. Yeah, all these products were all featured on Amazon as well. And from the look of it, it looks like that these products on Shopify are actually at a higher price point than what they have on Amazon, which is interesting because for myself, I actually have a lower price point on Shopify compared to my Amazon store. And the reason why is because most people in the USA trust Amazon more than they're going to trust a Shopify store. So I have it for sale higher on Amazon than what I do. And it's only $10 difference. It's like $70 on Amazon compared to $60 on my Shopify store. In my Shopify store, I can also offer a range of different promotions. It's much easier, and I'm also not going to have to pay for those promotions like what I might have to do on Amazon. So all in all, I do really like this Clip Shopify store. It looks really good. And of course, you get this store when you buy this business. Now, guys, if I go back to the Empire Flippers advertisement, this is not normal. So 29X is probably on the lower side of a business. Normally it would be in the 30Xs. And I think the reason for that is because of the profit margin is good, but it's not the best at 16%. The other reason is this type of product, as you could see, if you jump onto Amazon and type in nail clippers, it is absolutely saturated. There is so much competition there, it's insane. So that is going to be something that's negative with this business. And so that's why the multiple might also be 29 and also not in the 30s. I can also tell you that this business has been around since 2019. That's actually a good number. So that makes it about 5 years old, which is a long history for starters, because they're only basing it on the last 12 months, but you're going to have 5 years worth of history. That's why it's got so many reviews on some of its products, because it's had 5 years of building up reviews, building up trust with customers, and that's why it's going to make sales. Some things that people might not know about when compared to buying traditional bricks and mortar businesses is that the data that Empire Flippers is going to give you is going to be the actual data that Amazon provides. So, you know, sort of back in the old days, if you're buying a sort of bricks and mortar business, you don't really know what numbers the corner store is doing. They're going to provide you some books, some numbers, a P&L that they have produced. And who knows what they've done with those numbers? It could have been exaggerated, right? Because if they're going to exaggerate the numbers, they're going to get a better sale price. But with a place like Amazon or even Shopify, you cannot fudge that data. So what Empire Flippers is going to provide you is going to be the same numbers that Amazon provides. You can't go in and manipulate the Amazon numbers, including things like the advertising, right? Where could you fudge the numbers? It is possible to fudge the numbers from your supplier. So if you were in cahoots with your supplier, you could possibly get a lower priced invoice from your supplier to make it seem like you're paying less for the stock and therefore making more profit. So that would be something that you would want to definitely check out, is to establish that relationship with the supplier and get something in writing to confirm what you're going to have to pay for in the future for your stock. One of the other things you can do to assess the sales data that's being provided is what I mentioned before, is a place like Zonguru. Zonguru is a software tool that you can implement into Amazon. It will then provide you the sales data per month. It will also provide you the information about the reviews, which you obviously see yourself, but also an estimate of the cost price. Now, it is a guide only, okay? It's not going to be exact. If you're going to find it more exact data, you'd have to get another software tool. But simply, I would rely on the information that is being provided to you by Empire Flippers. And don't forget, Empire Flippers and Flipper and Quiet Light Brokers, they've been in the business for so many years now. They're going to build trust with customers. And that's why they've been around for so long, because they actually stand by the products that they are advocating for or selling. The other thing I like about this product is it's lightweight. It's non-breakable. It's super, super boring. Most people, when they wake up thinking about what type of products are they going to sell on Amazon, Clippers is probably not going to be one of them. It's also really easy to sell. Now, what do I mean by that? When you say to someone, hey, these are nail clippers, or you just show a picture of these, most people, and I would say probably all people, are going to know exactly what that product is. You're not going to have to go into a big explanation about what the product is and does in order to make a sale, right? Or in order to make a sale. So therefore, these are easy to sell. The other thing I like about it is it has high turnover. This is the type of product that everybody needs. Everybody has toenails and fingernails, so they're all going to need them, and it's going to be like an evergreen product, I'll put it that way. It's not going to be something that's seasonal, right? People always have nails that grow. It's not like in Christmas time, the nails grow more. No, they grow all the time, so it's going to be needed all the time. Now, what are the negative things of this type of business, the cons? And I would say low margins. Yeah, 16 to 17% is low. It's not terrible, but I would certainly be looking for something that had something preferably in the mid to high 20s plus after ad costs. The other negative with this is it's really easy to copy. As you can see on the Amazon platform, there are hundreds of types of products that are very similar to this. They all cut nails essentially. So how are you going to differentiate yourself in the marketplace? It can be quite tricky. You can see that some people have black, some people like this one have used like a gunmetal gray, which is actually quite nice, or they use silver, or they have cutout sections in the aluminium. This one, of course, has the nail clipper catcher. That could be something, but all in all, they're basically the same. So massive competition. What are the opportunities with this type of business? And I really do see a lot of opportunities with this. The first thing would be is to launch this product on other Amazon marketplaces, because as I keep reminding people, if you take this product to another market like the UK or Australia, the reviews from the original marketplace travel over. They cross over to the new marketplace. So your 6,000 plus reviews don't have to start from scratch just because you're starting on a new in a new country on the Amazon marketplace. So that is a big, big bonus. You could create bundle offers. So maybe you have the, you know, the nail fungal removal solution, but you put it with this and a nail file and you put it as a bundle. You can increase your average check price. Yeah. And it's also differentiated in the marketplace, particularly if no one else has that same bundle. You might also come up with other new types of products like different types of scissors or body scrub brushes or other types of nail files. And these types of things might add sales to your business and become also something that you could bundle up with other products in the future as well. Now, what are the threats with a nail clipper business? Well, the first thing is if this business only had one revenue source, just like it had Amazon only, then that in itself would become a threat. But because it's got Shopify, that now mitigates the threat. By you expanding across multiple platforms, and you could do eBay, you could do other territories like UK, Australia, that will help also mitigate those threats to your business. Another big, big threat to the business is Chinese sellers. Now, as you can appreciate, this product itself is also made in China, but if other Chinese sellers come up with the exact same type product and put it into the Amazon marketplace, they don't have to make the same margin that you have to make. Their costs are covered, so they can charge a cheaper price and drive you out of the marketplace. Costs of goods and shipping prices could increase, and this could have a massive impact on your business. Remember, you're only working with a 16% margin. So if shipping, for example, has a crisis, the Suez Canal is blocked, container prices are going through the roof, your shipping price is going to go up, and that is going to drive down your profit margin. The good news, though, with a product like this is you could air freight a ton of these at probably a fairly good price point. So that is also something to consider. Other examples of a similar types of products that I wouldn't do from the outset would be like dog collars and other pet supplies, kitchenware, bathware, and certainly nail clippers. So all in all, with this type of business, I would only buy or go into this type if it was established, because getting in now without something unique is near impossible. All right, guys, there you go. That's a deep dive into a business that is for sale right now for Amazon and Shopify. I hope you enjoyed that. If you want me to talk about any other businesses or types of businesses that are available for sale and do a deep dive and do the SWOT analysis, let me know in the comments below. All right, thank you so much for joining me, guys. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.